Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。
酒馆口语课第12期结业了，周五也就是9月3日晚上8点，在 CC Talk 上举行结业典礼，有课程总结、学员展示、酒馆好声音，还有有奖互动，免费对所有人开放，快来联系小助手参加吧，微信号是 LULUXJG。 Now, on with the show.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话美国。Hi James.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So, if I ask you, if you were to think of a country that has dangerous animals, what country would that be?
Definitely Australia. Before I traveled to Australia, my Australian friends were saying basically everything can potentially kill you in the wild.
Yeah, I heard that too. Those kangaroos can kick pretty hard. But I'm here to tell you that the United States actually has its fair share of dangerous animals as well.
Really? Because really. Usually when I think about dangers in America, I think of guns, obviously. But when it comes to wild animals, I think the only two things that I can think of is probably grizzly bear and rattlesnake, maybe alligators. But there are more.
There are plenty more dangerous animals than we're going to be talking about them today.
Okay. But first of all, let me ask you, when you say dangerous, do you mean they attack humans or they bite humans?
Yeah. So by dangerous, what I mean is a couple of things. First one, are they venomous?
Venomous 就是有毒的。
Right.
Like spiders and snakes.
Yes, that's one. And the second is a likeliness to attack people.Because not all the animals we'll talk about today are venomous. In fact, most of them, I would say, aren't venomous. However, they will attack you in certain situations.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a fascinating topic, actually, and it's so far away from my everyday life. Let's start with the big animals. Since my impression of the dangerous animals in the United States, it's a grizzly bear.
Yes.
Grizzly basically means, what, brown?Or,
I don't know the meaning of grizzly bear, to be honest.
They're brown.
They're big, round bears. Really big. So America has a few different kind of bears. We have black bears, brown bears, and grizzly bears. Of these, grizzlies are the most dangerous and they are the most aggressive.
Where can you see them?
The Rocky Mountain Range area.
Oh.
So this would be in areas like in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, a few places like that.
Because sometimes you see that people go camping and then they will encounter grizzly.
Right. So for the bears like grizzly, bears, generally what you want to do if you see a bear, back away slowly. Don't run. They will run faster than you.
Really?
Yes. Bears can run quite quickly.
Wow. 就是刷新我的对自然界的认知。
They're not slow at
all. I thought they'd like, because they're huge, they move slowly.
Now, usually black bear attacks are caused by, like, people just startling them, trying to get too close, things like this.
Okay. But can I ask a really random question?
Of course.
Grizzly. Is Yogi Bear? Grizzly?
I think Yogi Bear is supposed to just be a simple brown bear.
Well, that's why he's friendly. Okay, back to the topic. But how likely it is for campers to encounter bear or bear attacks?
A bear attack? Not super likely. A bear? Fairly likely. In fact, when you go camping, we actually have things like bear boxes, which you are supposed to put your food and stuff into the box, and it locks up.
Oh.
It's supposed to prevent the smell getting out so the bears won't notice it.
Oh, so they're attracted by...
Smell, oh yeah.
Smell. And does playing dead help?
For grizzly bears, yes.For black bears, no.
Okay. So, you have to remember the color.
For black bears and brown bears, your best bet is just to hold yourself into a ball and let them play with you for a little bit.
Oh.
And then they'll go away.
Let them play with you?
Yes.
Okay.
A grizzly bear, your best bet is to play dead.
I see.
But that's not the best advice because likely they're going to test it and kill you.
Okay, but that's bear. And that sounds like a different, completely opposite tactic when compared with when you encounter like mountain lions.
Right. Mountain lions, which are a big cat, I mean, they're not as big as African lions.
They're not the lions we see, like lion kings or lion.
But they are a big cat. And they are strong enough to attack, and they can kill people, although that's fairly rare, but they will injure people. My mother was injured by a mountain lion.
Mountain lion, wow.
Yeah, to try to eat her dogs.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
But for that, you need to sort of really expand yourself and try to look
for
big.
For a lot of these, it's like mountain lions, your best bet is actually be big. Because they don't, normally they are skittish, or not skittish is a good word, around humans. Meaning that they will try to stay away from humans because we're not their food. And they are somewhat aware of the fact that humans can be dangerous, as people can hunt mountain lions in certain areas.
I see.
But there are attacks, just like if you startle them in nature, they can attack you.
So you need to sort of frighten them away.
Or just be big.
What do you be big? Expand your
arms. Expand your arms. Sometimes making loud noises.
I see.
Can scare them off.
So bears and mountain lions. Any other big animals?
The other really dangerous big animal we have in the northern part of the United States is moose.
Moose?
Yeah.
Isn't moose a plant eater? It's a herbivore.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't eat humans.
They are extremely territorial and extremely aggressive.
They are aggressive in a way they will attack you with the, what you call it, is it
horn? They'll try to kick you, they'll try to butt you, yes, because you are in their territory.
How do we know if we're in their territory?
You don't.
Until they launch
attack. Until they've decided to attack you.
Wow, okay.
And moose are big. They're really big.
I've never seen a moose in real life, so...
If a moose decides to, you know, run after you, you're going to probably have dirty underwear.
Okay, sounds scary. But one of the other things that terrify me are reptiles like alligators.
Yeah, we got gators.
How likely are they to attack people? They're more in the warmer part.
They're going to be in the warmer parts in the south. Alligator attacks do happen. Now, the American alligator isn't really big. Like, if you think of, like, the Australian crocodiles, which is, they're huge.
They're huge, yeah.
The African crocodiles, they're also huge. American alligators, not so big. So, happens is bites. It's like people, you know, maybe are fishing and the alligator will bite you.
I see.
So, that can happen. And being bit by an alligator, you're going to have a bad time. I mean, they're not venomous. But their mouths are not clean.
But the other thing, the other reptiles that bite snakes.
Yeah, this one you do need to be careful of because America does have some pretty gnarly snakes.
How venomous are they? Do you guys have those really hugely venomous snakes that can kill you within steps?
No, none of our snakes are that venomous. The most venomous snake in America is the diamond-backed rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake, 就是响尾蛇, because it rattles and makes that sound.
Now, very few people actually die from the rattlesnake because we do have effective anti-venom bit. You can get to the hospital. We do have treatment for it. However, the venom will cause swelling. It can cause seizures, shaking, and all kinds of other bad things.
I see.
And it does cause people, sometimes people to die. Most at risk, children.
Oh, yes. Because they're just smaller in size. Yeah. Apart from rattlesnakes.
The cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth?
It's another venomous snake you find in the south. My younger brother was bitten by one when he was a baby.
Oh, wow.
And he barely survived. So they are quite venomous. Now, thankfully for the snakes, they're not really aggressive. Mostly people get bit because they stepped in the wrong place. So when you're in areas you know there are snakes, watch where you're walking. Step carefully. And don't stick your hand into holes.
I think that's just common sense, really. But talking about things that bite, what about bugs? Do you have venomous spiders?
Yeah. In fact, we got some really venomous spiders in America.
Like what?
The black widow.
Oh, really? That's one of yours?
That's a North American spider.
Hei guafu. You know, when I was growing up, reading some nature books, Black Widow, it almost makes me feel like they will kill you instantaneously.
No, if you get bit by a Black Widow as an adult, it will not kill you unless you're allergic to it. But it's not going to be fun.
I'm sure. So you have to go to the ER.
You're most likely going to the ER. Mm. Where I grew up, we had black widows. And the spider below this, which is a brown recluse, which is the second most venomous spider in America.
Mm.
The brown recluse bite hurts a lot, but the brown recluse bite will eat your skin.
Ooh.
So it gives you a big sore on your bite mark, so it hurts.
Ew.
So for, yeah, both of these bites, you are going to go see the doctor to make sure you're not going to have a bad reaction.
Sounds terrible.
Where I'm from, you check your shoes before you put them on.
Because, yes.
They like shoes.
Yes, because that's what they tell you in Australia as well.
Yeah, dark, kind of warm places where they can hide. Yeah, check your shoes.
Ooh.
And on top of that, we also have scorpions.
Scorpions, I know scorpions, they sting, and their sting can be pretty horrible, but they don't necessarily kill you, do they?
Yeah, they're just like spiders. If you're allergic to the venom, they can kill you. We got some venomous ones in America. They won't kill you, but you'll have a bad day. Because in America, we have the small little ones, and we have the big emperor scorpions that are the big black ones. And the ones you need to be careful of, the little guys. The little guys are more venomous than the big black ones.
Sometimes that's what happens in nature, isn't it? It's the little ones that you have to watch out for.
But the most dangerous bug in America is not a spider, and is not a scorpion.
Okay.
It is the tick.
Isn't tick very small?
Ticks are tiny bugs that latch onto your skin and suck your blood. Now, what makes ticks dangerous in America is they carry Lyme disease.
I've heard of that disease a lot. Actually, I think a while ago, some celebrities are saying that they got Lyme disease. What is actually Lyme disease?
It's a really nasty, I'm not sure if it's a virus or bacteria, but it's a really nasty bug that causes all kinds of problems. It can cause neurological problems, and it takes forever to get over it. It can leave lasting effects, chronic effects.
And that's all from the...
Yeah, ticks carry them.
I see. All right, that's enough to give me plenty of nightmares about nature. And then also kind of scare me off from going too much into the wildlife in America.
We got pretty things too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. So let's wrap up here. And in the advanced episode, we're going to go into perhaps how to actually stay safe and some of the other relevant topics.
Sounds great.
If you have ever seen these animals while you're in the United States, or if you're interested, leave us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULXJG 我们在酒馆等你。